You are now listening to Jess's Lit, broadcasting CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. We have another fun episode for today. Unfortunately, the live episode that I ran last week, due to some sort of issue with the tech, because we very recently remodeled our studio, I don't think I'll be able to make that into a podcast for you guys to hear, for the people who didn't have the chance to join in live. And so, unfortunately, I believe everything that we've done last week, you won't be able to look back and listen to it, which is very sad. But because of that, today will be a little bit of a mix-up or kind of a double whammy with what we kind of did, like a recap of last week's show, and a bit more new content on top of that. We'll get through it quite quickly. I'm not expecting it to take too long in terms of myself talking, because I do have a couple songs or tunes that I want to play for you guys. And so I think that's how today will work out. I'll be reading you new poems, not the ones I read last week, because I just wanted to kind of spice it up for myself. But maybe when the time comes in the future episodes, I'll probably bring back one of the poems I read for the show last week. And so today I'll be reading three of my poems that I wrote during my free time. And then I have a couple songs, or depending on the time, I have five right now in queue, but depending on the time and my poetry readings, I'll just play as much as I can. One thing to mention that I mentioned last episode, but for the people who didn't listen to the live, of course, you didn't listen to it, and so you won't know, but an important thing that I want to mention is that I started my own poetry account on Instagram and TikTok, excitingly, and it is called The Quiet Place, spelled T-H-E-Q period U-I-E-T-P-L-A-C-E. So it's basically The Quiet Place with a period in between the Q and the U. Just to kind of add a little bit of pizzazz to it. And in this platform, I'll be posting poetry content that I wrote. And I'll be aiming for at least two poems a week, preferably a little bit more. But because of school and my own personal schedule, I'll be trying. And I also put in significant effort into writing my poems. And so I'll be aiming for at least two, minimum two, poems per week. And it'll be on Instagram and TikTok. And so just to re-clarify, it's called The Quiet Place with a period in between the Q and the U. So T-H-E-Q period U-I-E-T-P-L-A-C-E. And it'll be on Instagram and TikTok. And if you guys are interested in poetry, come and support my account and be immersed in poems. Now, before we start reading, I'll play some ads, show promos, and some PSAs. And so we'll come back right after this. Here we go.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art, and noise. Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at citr.ca.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Tune your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Permitti or saxophone Len Wee. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins, that's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Permitti or saxophone Len Wee.
ZZ Theatre presents the Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Chance. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd, and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy. Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you. this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this: Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
And welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some ads, show promos, and PSAs. Now we'll go right into one of my poems for today, just to give you a bit of insight into how I developed this poem. It's called Patience to Die. This poem was, in a sense, influenced by two books, called Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett, and Notes from Underground from Fyodor Dostoevsky. Now, those two books, mind you, they're very good books, especially Notes from Underground, still by far one of my most favorite novels. They're quite short, both of them, so I recommend everyone to check it out. But they all deal with one similar situation of uncertainty. In a sense, nihilism, and both of the novels kind of deal with the uncertainty of life ahead of you. And what I, especially with Waiting for Godot, it basically, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's basically about these two people just waiting for this Godot. And Godot is something, but not nothing, and they're waiting for something to happen, and they just go embark on this journey to find Godot, but nothing happens, and so they're in this constant struggle or pursuit of finding this Godot that never seems to be there, and it raises a lot of philosophical questions on just with the whole purpose of life and what your duties are in the world around you and within yourself. And with Notes from Underground, it's not necessarily that, but it kind of gives you insight into the hopelessness and nihilistic tendencies that humans have as an innate form of emotion. And he delves much more deeply into this sort of concept than what I'm going to say here. But these two works kind of influenced this poem. I didn't dwell on it for a while. It was just a spark of, maybe I should write a poem about this. And some of the courses that I'm taking, especially the Indigenous literature class that I'm taking right now, deal with the uncertainty and the futurisms and individualism and the importance of a collective being as a whole. And so, yeah, I could really talk deep into how this poem resonates with a lot of the works that I've been engaging with lately, but Waiting for Godot and Notes from Underground were the two key works that, in a sense, allowed me to develop this poem. And so it's called Patience to Die, and we'll give it a read. You yield, wait in patience. Your tunes withholding against the tide. Brush your skin as it holds onto your destiny. Fragile as it seems, tranquility is what you know, but reality isn't seeming to listen. Waving against the bristles of water, you find yourself patiently waiting for the good or not, you'll never know. Patience, waiting for death, it seems. Now that is the end to Patience to Die. You guys probably got a hold of what it kind of means. If not, it's totally fine, because I honestly, there's many meanings to this, but the plot sort of resembles the Waiting for Godot work. And I wanted to kind of convey the message of a person, or you, in the second person perspective, of a person waiting with patience, but this person doesn't really know if he's waiting to die or live, or if he's waiting for a good cause or a bad cause. And so there's this arbitrary relationship between you waiting for the good or bad. And there's a lot of confusion and questions within this poem, which I sort of wanted to do on purpose. And so that was Patience to Die. Now, kind of to move away from poetry readings now, I found a cool tune-ish. I've been really interested in songs that do not have lyrics. And just listening to the melody and the tunes of the instruments really helps me write poems and just gets me into a good mood, a good set of mind to conquer some tasks. And depending on the tunes also, but I've been really interested in tunes that deal with dark emotions and just that very melancholy vibe. A lot of people don't seem to like it, but for me it seemed really, really nice, and I actually focus better when I listen to those. And so I have a song, or a tune, let's say, a piano tune called Starry Night by Jordan Kritz that I want to play for you guys. And so we'll give this one a listen and come back after. Here we go. Just finished listening to Starry Night, the piano version, from Jordan Kritz. First time listening to Jordan Kritz. I should listen to it much more. It's a really good tune. We'll get back into my second poem. Now, like the first poem, this poem deals with a little bit of uncertainty as well, but I do not have a specific influence for this. Hence the name The Random World. This poem just kind of came to me in a blue. I think I was taking a shower eating, but yeah, I remember just writing this poem down in a couple of seconds and then doing a bit of revisions after a couple days, I think, but it was very minor. And I wish you guys could see this, the page that I'm looking at, but this poem is, every word is dispersed into random places on the page. It's not conventionally written in a linear sentence structure. And so when you read this poem, you'll be looking back and forth, front, left, right, down, everywhere, because the words are just placed in very random positions. And I would say the content is very random too. And if I think back at it now, I think just subconsciously I was influenced by, well, Siberia comes out, Russia, because I was watching this documentary about Russia, and I think something sparked me in that. And I was also just doing a lot of philosophy research, or just browsing through YouTube videos of philosophy, and I don't remember what book I was reading at this moment. I think I was reading a little bit of everything. I believe I was reading The Love in the Time of Cholera, which is a book that we are discussing in one of my Global South classes. I completely forgot the author's name, but Love in the Time of Cholera. And I think I was reading a biography of somebody, but again, this poem just kind of came out of the blue, and I am not quite sure what influenced this, but it turned out to be a unique piece, and a lot of my friends actually liked it, so we'll give this one a read. It's called The Random World. As you gaze at the world, everything seems so random, arbitrary, at the same time. Like two tigers shown through the window in Siberia, unable to decipher which one is real. You begin to wonder the meaning of life, reality, and truth. But as you think more and more, you realize that there's no need to think at all. Now that's the end to my poem, The Random World. It's a lot more fun to read in person because of the disbursement of words into random places. And so couple of my friends read this actually, and they read not in order, which kind of also made sense. You know, instead of saying as you gaze at the world everything seems, they would say as you gaze at the everything world seems so arbitrary. Like they didn't go in order, which was very cool to me because it kind of made sense in a way as well. And so I think this poem kind of tells the story of the randomness of the world and what you think and what you stress about may not be worth stressing at all, or just may not all be that important. And so, yeah, that's the end to this poem. Nothing really much to say, but it's more of a creative piece, I'd say. Now, we'll get into another tune that I am really liking. It's from this musical artist called Gilbran Alcocer, if that's how you spell pronounce it correctly. But yeah, I've been in love with this guy's tunes. I was going to say poems. This guy's tunes. And so we'll give this one a listen. It's called Idea 22. Here we go. Just finished listening to Idea 22 by Gilbran Alcocer. Now, this is one of my most favorite tunes from him, and such a good source of, I don't know how to say it, but really, really good source of music there. It really gives you nostalgia and calms you down, which I really, really like and enjoy from Alcocer. Now we'll go back to my last poem of the day. This poem, unlike the last one, has an influence a bit. It's called The Collective Forces of the Avian. Now for this poem, I was just looking up at the sky, and I'm not making this up. I think I saw like six groups of birds just flying simultaneously at once. Not just a couple, but you know how when you look up and you see birds just clumped together as a group, migrating towards a warmer place? Yeah, I saw that group of birds just clumped together. I saw six of those, I believe five or seven or six, and it just created this black void in the sky. And it was a cloudy but sunny day, and it just looked so cool to me. And that kind of influenced this poem, The Collection of Forces of the Avian. And unfortunately, you guys can't see the screen that I'm looking at where the poem is placed, but it is a bit of a creative piece as well, in terms of the shape and the structure. So there's, in a sense, two poems clamped together into one as a shape, and to make it as closely visualizable through my voice. So imagine a upside down V, but just take the half off. Then you'll just have a diagonal line. And then now imagine an arrow, and there's going to be a long arrow with the V. The long arrow is going to be in between the upside down V when you visualize an arrow. But you've taken the half off of the short piece. And so you'll end up with a half arrow, if you know what I mean. So then you have a half arrow, and the shape of the half arrow are words that spell birds fly through the air, period. Now, the birds structure the half short arrow, the one that we took off, it's the other half, and then the long side, so the stick, let's say, of the arrow will be spelt fly through the air. So it'd be birds fly through the air, and then along the stick would be another poem. So birds fly through the air would be a poem in a sense. And through the line that goes vertically down, the long part, in the fly through the air, I've pinpointed T, so the letter T and the U and a T again and an A. So along the arrow, those four letters were used for another poem. And it goes like this. Together in harmonious accord, unified they soar, a singular entity forged. Through cerulean realms, a choreography of flight unfolds. Assembled in unison, the avian assembly works as a team. Now that is the poem of the collection of forces of the avian. Now, it seems a little confusing because I'm saying this to you guys and you can't visualize it in shapes and forms, but I found this poem to be a really creative piece, and the title kind of explains the collective forces in a sense, how two poems are collected together in unison and which forms the avian. And I also describe a little bit of context and what the avian that I saw during this day, I'm not quite sure when it was, but the avian was collected, unified, and working as a team to go someplace warmer than they were at right now. And yeah, this poem, again, is a very creative piece, and I wish you guys could have seen it in person, but I'm pretty proud of this poem, actually. I have yet to show this poem to anyone. I think I showed this to my brother, actually, but he's the only one that's seen it, and he said it was pretty good, too. And so maybe in my poetry account, I'll upload this, but that is just a maybe. That was The Collection of Forces of the Avian. We'll listen to another tune. This one, I believe I played last episode, but for the ones who did not have the chance to join in, I'll replay this again because I really like this tune. It's called Experience by Ludovico Einaudi, if I pronounced it correctly, and we'll give this one a listen. Here we go. That was Experience by Ludovico Einaudi. That's all the poems for today. We surprisingly went over it pretty quickly, which is good. I didn't want to kind of drag it on for too long. I wanted to get to all three poems. So that's a good thing that we did. Just for the ones who are joining a bit later, to mention, I just started a new poetry account on Instagram and TikTok, and it is called The Quiet Place, with a space in between the Q and the U. So it's spelled T-H-E-Q space, not space, period. T-H-E-Q period U-I-E-P-L-A-C-E. So it's The Quiet Place, with a period in between the Q and the U. And through this platform, I'll be uploading a lot of my poems that I write and have written during my free time. And whoever is interested in poems, just support me by following and liking. And if you guys want to collab and actually write poems, which I'm actually doing with one of my good friends, we actually joined up and we're writing poetry together. And so if you guys are interested in doing that, just hit me up and let me know through the DM or TikTok. I'll be happy to discuss all those fun activities with you guys. And if you also have any suggestions or wants about a variety of subjects that you want me to write in, because I write in all genres and all different forms of emotions. I tend to kind of draw more deeply into the melancholy, dark vibes of poems. I mean, that sounds like I'm a very sad person, but that sort of emotion really hits deep with me in particular. But if you guys want different types of poems with different emotional invocations or just expressions, feel free to let me know and I'll be happy to do it. And if you want creative pieces, if you want more essay forms or more short poems, because I have been noticing that a lot of the poems that I'm seeing on Instagram, so-called Insta poetry, they're very short, yet they get to the point. And they're not written in a abstract manner. And they're mostly written as if how I would talk to you guys. And I think it's that Insta poetry trend that's going on, which I am really liking, because for some people, including myself, I don't want to look at poetry that you don't understand all day. You know, at sometimes, you know, I like to look at poetry that just mean completely bizarre. You don't even know what this poem means. You got to dissect, read it like 10, 20 times for you to actually figure out what the heck is going on here. But I also want to read poems that just kind of get to the point right away. And it's more of a quote, if you want to put it that way. But it's called Insta Poetry, and I'm really liking the whole format of Insta Poetry, and I will also be writing Insta Poetry, and will be uploading it and sharing it with you guys in my future episodes. And so, yeah, whatever you guys want, just let me know, and I'll definitely consider it, and go on from there. Now, to end things off for today, I have one more song to play, and it is from my man, Gilbran Al-Kosser again. It's called Idea 7, and this is also one of my favorite tunes. You guys should definitely check him out. But we'll give Idea 7 a listen, and we'll come back after this. Here we go. Thank you. That was Idea 7 by Alcocer. Now we have come to the end of today's show. We're ending off a little bit early, but that's okay. We got through everything that I wanted to go through and said what I wanted to say. Just another reminder, I keep mentioning this, but just to get it out there again, I started a poetry account called The Quiet Place with a space with a period in between the Q and the U. That's going to be on Instagram and TikTok. And so if you guys are interested in poetry, please support my account. I'll be doing more poetry for my future episodes. I'm really liking this whole poetry section that we're doing here. And if you guys want me to write poems on specific things, subjects, emotions, or styles of poetry, I'm happy to go over creative pieces with you guys if you guys don't mind not being able to see but hearing what it looks like. And anything along the lines of poetry, just feel free to let me know. I'll always consider. And I think that'll be it for today. The weather has been brutal lately, and I think it's still raining right now, so please stay dry, and I hope it clears up, because I don't know about you guys, but I dread the rain. doesn't match my music taste, though, right? But yeah, I completely hate this. But before I get too sidetracked about the hateful rain, have yourselves a good rest of your week, and stay focused, because the end of the semester is coming for all you students. I'm sure you guys can go through this with a breeze. So please stay focused, and I will see you again in my next episode next week. Have a healthy rest of your week, and I will see you again later. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR.